Ever since United started sending out letters to doctors telling them they won't be on United's Medicare network next year, it's been a big story.
United Health, which is one of the largest healthcare providers in this country, has dropped thousands of doctors from their insurance plans. The reason? Obamacare.
Wink TV, the CBS affiliate in Fort Myers, offered a different view.
New at 6, there's a big change coming to some United Healthcare subscribers, and it has nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act.
So who's right? Did the health law trigger all this? Not really, says John Petrilla, chairman of health policy and management at University of South Florida. He says the narrowing of doctor networks isn't new.
I think there are certain trends in healthcare that the Affordable Care Act, to some degree, has made more visible, to some degree, maybe has accelerated. But ever since the introduction of managed care and efforts at controlling costs into healthcare, and again, that dates back at least 25 years or more, there have been efforts by payers to reduce their panels.
But it used to fly under the radar, Petrilla says.
What I think is new is the effort to use this as one of the proxies for what people are arguing is the failure of the Affordable Care Act.
Because of the health law, insurers can't outright deny coverage to patients who've been sick the way they used to. But Petrilla says they can drop the doctors who treat them, like the ones who practice at Moffitt Cancer Center.
No insurer wants to deal with sick people. That's the bottom line. At some level, this is a strategy to decrease access.
If sick people can't keep their doctors, insurers know, they'll move to a different plan. That's what happened with Gail Gallagher, who moved with her husband to Tarpon Springs 3 years ago when she retired from the Broward school system. She was so attached to her gynecologist that she drove back to Boca every year for her annual exam. For eye care, her doctor in Boca recommended St. Luke's Cataract and Laser Institute in Tarpon Springs. She says she got really good care there, and it was just 10 minutes from her house. But then she found out United was dropping St. Luke's doctors. She's one of 5,000 United patients who use St. Luke's and were told they'd have to go elsewhere.
How could United let this happen? This is a huge amount of people.
United offered alternatives. She didn't like them.
When you have had 3 torn retinas, you want to make sure, should there ever be a problem, you're not told, well, I'll see you in a month. St. Luke's always has someone on duty.
Over at St. Luke's, Administrator Brad Hauser says the United Medicare Advantage contract accounts for 10% of their business.
The contract's pretty straightforward. You have a right to terminate us without cause, giving us notice. We acknowledge that that's what you did.
The most frustrating thing, Hauser says, is the mystery. United won't say why it's dropping them.
Do you think, based on anything you know, that there is any financial reason why it would be to their advantage not to have you on their network?
My guess is that they think there's a financial advantage, else they wouldn't be doing this.
Is it a way of getting rid of people who have eye diseases?
One could construe that there's a backdoor rationing of care.
He's not so much angry as mystified, he says.
It's frustrating because we can't get any answers from anybody about what's going on. We just know that there's a bad thing coming at us and bad thing coming at our patients, and we can't help them either. And they're in here every day engaging our doctors and saying, what am I going to do about my eye care next year, doctor?
So I called United Healthcare to ask why they're doing this. Spokeswoman Jessica Pappas says essentially everybody's doing it.
Many Medicare Advantage plans, including United Healthcare, are making these changes, and it's really to help improve the quality and affordability of healthcare coverage for our Medicare members.
Okay, well, it seems to me that if you have fewer doctors, then they're either going to be super busy and it's going to take forever to get in, or you're going to have fewer patients.
United Healthcare has historically had a significantly larger Medicare Advantage network than most other plans.
Florida Medical Association has asked federal Medicare authorities to investigate the terminations to make sure United is following the law and that it is not harming patients. For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry.